Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, a deliverance, a courage of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
In the book of Job, chapter 25, verses 4 through 6, we find a most interesting and important question. How then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Behold, even to the moon, and it shineth not. Yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. How much less man that is a worm, and the son of man which is a worm? To fully understand this crucial question, we must carefully consider the problem it presents. God, who is holy and just and righteous, cannot tolerate sin. Man, described as a worm, is totally unrighteous, and as a result of his sin is at enmity with God. How then can sinful man obtain peace with a righteous and holy God? Humanly speaking, we have before us an impossible situation. But God, who is rich in mercy and grace, has provided a solution to the problem through his Son, Jesus Christ. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Why did they nail him to Calvary's tree? Why, tell me, why was he there? Jesus, the helper, the healer, the friend. Why, tell me, why was he there? Jesus, the debt of my sin fully paid. He paid the ransom for me. Why should he love me, a sinner undone? Why, tell me, why should he care? I do not merit the love he has shown. Why, tell me, why should he care? All my iniquities on him were laid. He nailed them the tree. Jesus, the debt of my sin fully paid. He paid the ransom for me. Should I linger afar from his love? Why, tell me, why should I fear? Somehow I know I should venture and prove. Why, tell me, why should I fear? Jesus, the debt of my sin fully paid.
to be justified is to be made righteous. God declares men righteous on the basis of their faith in His spotless Son, Jesus Christ. For what do the Scriptures say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Once aimlessly I wandered, no hope within my soul. A vessel with no pilot's hand, no haven and no goal. I tried to find an answer to calm the troubled sea. I drifted with no sight of land till Jesus rescued me. He whispered, "Peace be still," to me. My heart obeyed His will. His word made calm the rolling sea when He said, "Peace be still." And now I have a captain. He'll guide, I know He will. I've given Jesus full command since He said, "Peace be still." Oh, friend, if you are drifting, there's just one thing to do. Trust Jesus is the one command. He'll whisper peace to you. He whispered, "Peace be still," to me. My heart obeyed His will. His word made calm the rolling sea when He said, "Peace be still."
Those that have peace with God can experience the peace of God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Like the sunshine after rain, like a rest that follows pain, like a hope returned again, is the peace that Jesus gives. Oh, the peace that Jesus gives never dies, it always lives. Like the music of a song, like a glad eternal calm, is the peace that Jesus gives. Is the peace that Jesus gives. Like the soft refreshing dew, like a rosy daybreak new, like a friendship tender true, is the peace that Jesus gives. Oh, the peace that Jesus gives never dies.
eyes it always lifts, like the music of a song, like a glad eternal calm, is the peace that Jesus gives, is the peace that Jesus gives. Like a river deep and long, with its current ceaseless strong, like the cadence of a song, is the peace that Jesus gives. Oh, the peace that Jesus gives, never dies, it always lives, like the music of a song, like a glad eternal calm, is the peace that Jesus gives, is the peace that Jesus gives.
Are you at war with God? Do you long for a righteousness that will enable you to enjoy a peaceful relationship with your Creator? The Lord Jesus Christ offers peace. Sign the peace treaty by letting Him come into your heart. In Christ, you will obtain peace with God and will experience the peace of God. You will be found in Him, not having your own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith.
If you are tired of the load of your sin,
let Jesus come into your heart.
If you desire a new life to begin,
let Jesus come into your heart. Just now your doubtings give o'er. Just